This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds consultations on contemporary politics with main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba. Federal Socialist Party to leave the government. Two ministers of the party hand over their resignation. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court says the new civil code brought to maintain rule of law in the country, and 122 people killed in an armed attack in northern Burkina Faso, 35 of them civilians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba held consultations yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Communist Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda was also present in the meeting. Prime Minister Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa informed that during the meeting, matters related to contemporary political issues were discussed and deliberated. The celebration of birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas, is being celebrated across the country and the world today. The government of Nepal has declared public holiday for Christian population in the country. Meanwhile, on the occasion, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali Christian brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of Christmas Day. President Bhandari has wished good health, happiness, peace and prosperity to all on this occasion. In a message yesterday, President Bhandari has said that festivals like Christmas have played an important role in promoting harmony and goodwill among people of various communities. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has also congratulated all the Nepali brothers and sisters observing this festival today, stating that diverse religious and cultural festivals have helped maintain social unity, goodwill, and religious tolerance in the country. Vice President Poon has said that this festival further strengthens the Nepali people's unity and collaboration. The Socialist Party has decided to walk out of the government led by the Nepal Communist Party, citing the non-implementation of a two-point pact signed earlier. Party Chair Upendra Yadav, who is the deputy prime minister in the incumbent government, announced the party's exit from the government through a press statement yesterday. As he said, the two-point agreement, which also includes the constitution amendment issue, was not implemented by the government. Leader Yadav, who also assumes the portfolio of the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, said that he in the December 23rd meeting of the Council of Ministers proposed to constitute an expert committee to carry out homework for the constitution amendment, but the proposal was rejected and that's why he resigned from the government. Meantime, Minister for Urban Development Mohammad Istiaq Rai, who also represents the Socialist Party in the government, resigned from his post yesterday. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the Parliament has agreed to retain the provision of not allowing to fill in the post in the civil service that remains vacant due to the deployment of the incumbent to different works. The committee's meeting yesterday agreed that the post that remained vacant due to the deployment of the civil servants in various diplomatic missions could not be fulfilled, supposing it permanently vacant. The Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to dismantle all the chow goat prevailing in some of the districts in the far western region. The chow goats are small huts made for menstruating women away from their houses in the name of chowpadi, an ill practice criminalized by the government. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued the directives yesterday to the district administration offices in Jumla, Kalikot, Mugu, Humla, Dolpa, Dailik, Jajarkot, Salyan, among other districts, to coordinate efforts among the community, local level and police to bring down such huts. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Maskota has said the Media Council Bill will be forwarded, forcing consensus among all stakeholders, including their sentiments. Taking part in the preliminary discussion on Nepal Media Council Bill 2075-BS in the Legislation Management Committee of the Upper House, Minister Banskota said the government was in favour of transparent and responsible press to readers, listeners and viewers. Minister Banskota also stressed on the need of fact-based journalism that could save people from being misled. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said education should be linked with the development and construction. Talking to the media at Bharatpur Airport yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said that integrated education policy has been unveiled for the first time in the country's history. He said the new education policy would systematize the subsectoral policies as well. Meanwhile, at a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pokhrel revealed that three new bills would be tabled in the parliament during the ongoing winter session. Those bills were being tabled to align their school education, technical and vocational education and higher education in line with the new education policy. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to implement the fundamental rights enshrined in the constitution, making various recommendations. Spokesperson of the commission, Beth Prasad Bhattrai, said the commission furnished the recommendation to the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, marking the 70th year of Universal Human Rights Declaration. In the 20-point recommendation, yesterday includes the suggestion of implementing the fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution and amendment of the laws that do not follow the sentiment of the Constitution. Chief Justice Cholinder Samsay Rana has stressed on the effective implementation of the new civil codes for rule of law in the nation, addressing a program held to mark the 69th establishment day of the office of the Attorney General in Kathmandu yesterday. Chief Justice Rana said, for the implementation of the civil codes, the roles of government, lawyers and police administration remained crucial. Outgoing Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Manjeev Singh Puri, paid a farewell call on President Vidyadevi Bhandari at the Presidential Palace Sheetal Nivas yesterday. During the meeting, matters related to bilateral relations and of mutual interest and concern were discussed. Also yesterday, Ambassador Puri paid a farewell call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and discussed the age-old relations and mutual understanding and partnerships between Nepal and India. Singh was appointed the Indian Ambassador to Nepal on 26 March 2017. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. An armed attack in northern Burkina Faso has killed 35 civilians, almost all of them women. The authorities say it is one of the deadliest assaults in nearly 5 years of violence in the West African country. The army said that 7 soldiers and 80 armed fighters were also killed in the double attack on a military base and Erbin, the town in some province. Burkina Faso, bordering Mali and Niger, has seen a regular target of attacks that have left hundreds dead since the start of 2015 when violence began to spread across the Sahel region. At least 8 people, including 5 children, were killed on Tuesday as missiles hit a school in northwest Syria, sheltering displaced civilians. The strikes targeted the village of Jobas near the town of Sarakib in southern Idlib province, the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian government troops also besieged a Turkish observation post in the area but have not attacked it so far, opposition activists said. Syrian forces launched a wide ground offensive last week in the northwest after weeks of bombardment that displaced tens of thousands of people in Idlib province. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds consultations on contemporary politics with main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba. Federal Socialist Party to leave the government, two ministers of the party hand over their resignation. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court says the new civil code brought to maintain rule of law in the country. And 122 people killed in an armed attack in northern Burkina Faso, 35 of them civilians. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.